Red Box Chili Pepper, and you're listening to the fourth official installment of PLA Radio. Today my co-host is Murdoch, and this week we're broadcasting from inside of a dumpster at the Westgate Movie Theater, just outside of Kansas City. We thought it'd be a great idea to tap into the movie theater's phone box, which is just outside of our dumpster here, and answer calls for the movie theater's recording line. So we've got a telephone in here, along with our recording equipment, and hopefully we'll be able to answer a few calls live on the air. Let's turn on the ringer and see what kind of people we can talk to. All right, so nothing yet. Let's check this and see if it's still working. Yep, it's working. It's early Friday afternoon, and this is an 8-screen theater, so we're hoping to be able to take a lot of calls. Murdoch, don't eat popcorn that you find in the dumpster.
Shut up.
All right, here's one right now. Let's see who this is. So, lots happened since we originally began to record this episode. Our plan was successful, and we did answer many calls for the theater over the next hour. But the angry stream of customers that we provoked into coming to the theater got a little out of hand. And gunshots were fired, a small riot erupted, and the police ended up surrounding the theater. Murdoch and I tried to escape from the dumpster, but the trash was like quicksand pulling us on our recording equipment to the bottom until the fire crews and police were able to get us out. A lot of the calls were lost because Murdoch pulled the cassette out of the recorder and started eating the evidence when we were discovered. But luckily, after months of jail time and 2 years of court proceedings, the Kansas City Police finally gave us our equipment back after we were acquitted on the involuntary manslaughter charges. So what you're about to hear are the best calls made from that night. I hope you enjoy them enough to make our 4-year suspended sentence worth it.
Hi, welcome to Cinema. How may I help you?
Yeah, what time does Spy Kids start?
Spy Kids stopped playing about 4 months ago, idiot. Welcome to 2003. Just wanted to let you know that.
Really?
Yeah, you friggin' idiot.
Hello?
Yeah, what do you want? You're annoying us here. Hey, why don't you go see Robert Rodriguez's new movie called Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
Yeah, it's just like Spy Kids, except without kids.
Yeah, and more violence. Antonio Banderas is in it.
Alright.
Pizza Hut, can I help you?
Is this the movie theater?
No, it's Pizza Hut.
Yes, it sure is. How can we help you?
Oh, I just want the listings of the movies. I didn't know.
Which movie do you want to see? Because I'm not going to tell you all of them.
Oh, okay. Cabin Fever?
I'm sorry. Are you over 17?
Yes.
You are 17. Yes. Can you read off your social security number for me?
Well, isn't it just we can just see what time the movie is? Because usually they're
I need
recording.
I need your social security number for you to make sure you're 17.
Oh, well, I don't have my stuff. I'm calling from home. I don't have my stuff with me, like right here.
Cinema.
Is this the movie theater?
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering what was playing there. I thought I would get a recording.
Oh, do you get
No, we changed the system, ma'am. Today playing is Debbie Does Dallas at 4 o'clock. Hot Anal Misfits 4.
What is that?
Hot Anal Misfits.
Okay, what you can tell me is the ones that would be a family. Do you have any family movies or children's movies?
Yes, we do. We have Happy Scrappy Hero Pop and Best of Kitty Porn Nation 4.
It's kitty porn for the kids.
Yeah, like 4 and 5 year olds.
Oh no, this child is 10.
Okay. Do you want like girl on girl or gay or what? Being we actually have some BDSM. We have All Anal Gangbang number 4 too as well.
All Anal Gangbang?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very good.
Are you sure you're calling the right theater?
I don't think I am.
This is a pornography establishment.
Nice laugh, lady.
We're calling the cops on you if you're bringing your kids to a porno house.
I guess you would.
Yeah, we would.
Well,
you
I'm not bringing...
Fuck.
I thought I was calling was the...
We don't care.
Yeah, you're going to hell.
Bye.
You sicko. Pervert. Cinema, can I help you?
Yes, hi, my daughter just called to find out what the movies are. You just asked her the Social Security number.
Oh, that would have been Nathan. He's also works here.
Okay, well, I'm going to report him because he's not supposed to be asking that.
Well, he needs our Social Security number so we can confirm how old she is.
No, you never ask anybody's Social Security number. That's against the law to ask people their Social Security number.
Well, how are we supposed to know if she's over 17?
You ask for an ID when they get there. You don't ask over the phone. That's against the law. You could... No, it's against the law, so you guys better stop it right now.
What, to ask for ID?
To ask for somebody's Social Security number. It's against the law.
Well, we just have to find out if she's old enough.
No,
we can't have kids.
No,
nope,
I'll report you guys if you do that again.
Well, we will do it again.
Bye.
That's our policy.
Nope, bye.
That's our policy, bitch. Hello. Hi.
We're trying to find out the movie theater.
Yes, this is the movie theater. What movie would you like to go see?
The Pirate something.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, which one the next one starts?
The next one starts at 13.
What's 13? What time?
13.
Oh, 1300 hours.
Okay, we're not Navy, so what time is that?
You're not supporting our troops. You must be an evil patriot.
Who the hell are you?
Why don't you just call Osama bin Laden and, you know, say hi to him?
Yeah, or why don't you call Saddam Hussein, you evil, evil woman?
People are out there dying for you. All you care about is movies.
Minima.
Yeah, I was going to get the show times for Cabin Fever.
Do you have a newspaper with you?
No. Remember I can call back?
No, shut up. All right, hold on, Cabin Fever. All right, we got it playing at 11:52, 1709, 4309?
Come on, man, give me regular time.
17:08, and it's also playing at G.
Look.
Huh?
What's the show times for Cabin Fever?
If you want to get irate with me, I'm not going to tell you.
You're acting ignorant.
Have some respect for the troops, man.
God bless America.
What's the show times?
Are you going to say please?
Fuck you.
Okay, if you want to.
That wasn't please.
I know, that wasn't please, right?
That was more like fuck you.
It was at this point in answering the calls that we started to hear the commotion inside the theater, and then soon after that, gunshots. We went against our better senses, though, and continued to hide out in the dumpster, answering customer calls for the next 30 minutes. We're going to take a quick break for some music and a station ID. Stay tuned for the rest of the phone calls in just a few minutes.
My friend and I were out beige boxing in the middle of the night in this guy's backyard, calling up sex lines, psychic lines, setting up conferences. All of a sudden, the porch light comes on, and this guy comes out onto the porch. We're like, oh no, we're screwed. It was kind of a bummer. Then my friend gets into his backpack and pulls out this old stack of PLA issues. We thumb through a few of them and find the one on beige boxing, and it told us exactly what to do to get out of our predicament. We unplugged the phone and busted ass out of there. If it hadn't been for the text we downloaded at phonelosers.org, we'd probably be in jail right now. My name is Michael Peterson, and I'm a phone freak.
Meet Dieter, 17 years old. Fed up with having to pay outrageous amounts on his long-distance bill, he decides to steal calls from the phone company. But as he picks up the phone, he has a sudden change of heart. And suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
Alright, stop. Now before you pick up the cord of this rotary phone and try to enter your stolen codes, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Pick up the handset and dial the number to Target. Ask for an outside line and they'll divert you to Everett. Tell your friend for hours how your fraudulent scam went. Explain to him how to set up conferences doing the same shit.
Yeah, but if it all connects through like it's supposed to, you've still done the shit from your home phone and they can trace you. Think about it. Before you break the first rule of always freaking from a payphone or a cell, you damn fool.
Fuck that. SBC will never figure it out. Don't you think they got more important things to worry about than one kid using some old-ass scam to misroute his phone calls just to give his homies a free shout-out?
Man, don't even try it. It's not worth it to risk jail. You're gonna get nailed. Just send your friend an email.
You can
listen to this guy. He don't know what he's talking about.
You better shut the hell up before I pop you in the mouth.
Several months later, our friend Dieter has discovered 2600 Magazine. After reading an old article on Redboxing, he builds a tone dialer Redbox and heads to a payphone to make a call. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me, you gotta reprogram this gadget with 5 short beeps to fool the payphone like magic. Now all you gotta do is dial up random numbers in Sydney.
Yo, don't you realize what you're doing is a felony? shouldn't trick the operators, man. It's just not fair.
Hey, you really think the fucking operators care? All the phone lines are just opened up and sitting there. No one loses any money when you scan those corporate bears.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one hacker movie?
Nah, but I seen that retarded one with Angelina Jolie.
Shit, you're gonna end up sitting in jail.
I doubt it. PLA 2 says this is safe and never fails.
Meet Neil Roberts, a 39-year-old real estate agent. After arriving home from a hard day at the office, he finds Dieter in his backyard with a telephone plugged into his TNI box.
Who the fuck are you? Alright, man, let's sit down with this kid and have a talk.
Fuck that shit, you just caught this punk in your phone box. While you're at work, he's making free phone calls. Fuck calling the cops, knock this little fucker's head off.
Wait, what if there's a rational explanation for this?
What, he works for the phone company, he's just fixing up your shit?
Okay, maybe that's not what's happening. But go easy on him, man. He's just a little kid.
Okay, thought about it. Still want to grab him? Hold the little fucker upside down, kick him and laugh at him? Bloody his nose and shove that orange phone up his ass? Drag him to the road, throw him in front of the next car to pass?
Man, just call the police. This boy needs help. It isn't gonna do any good just to send him to hell.
Shit, man, how would you feel if you were Neil? Seeing this fucker's 900 numbers all over your phone bill? Trying to convince the phone company that they're not real? All this little motherfucker does is go around and steal.
Okay, you're right. Grab the piece of phone wire, Neil. Let's show this little retard how a good strangling feels.
Damn the PLA.
Hi, I'm Emily Gardner, and you're listening to PLA Radio. Real radio for real losers.
We're back and ready to play the rest of the movie theater phone calls for you. There's just a few more minutes of calls, and then we're going to wrap it up here.
Cinema, how may I help you?
Yes, I would like the time for a secondhand lion.
Secondhand what?
Secondhand lion.
I don't know what the fuck kind of movie that sounds like, but it's probably not playing here, you dumb bitch.
It's probably playing at that little toity-doity cinema down the street.
Yeah.
We don't play stuff like that. Cinema, can I help you?
I need to know who's answering your phones today.
I guess any employee that's here can pick up an answer.
Okay, because we've called several times today, and we have had the same rude kid answer the phone, calling his name, cursing at us.
Yeah, that's Nathan. He's a little, he's up for review.
Okay, well, he has called us idiots. He's told us we were shit out of luck because we didn't have a newspaper.
Oh, really?
Or we weren't in a convenience store. We're on our way up there.
Uh-huh.
And we'd like to make sure that some action is going to be taken with him.
Okay. I'm thinking I'll probably slap his hand with a ruler. But I can wait till you get here so you can witness this.
What's your name?
My name is Doug.
Doug?
Okay,
great.
I'm the assistant man.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, I was calling to hear a recording. I guess it's not a recording. It's hear what movie they're playing.
I guess I'm not a recording. I'm responding to things you're saying. Because a recording wouldn't do that. A recording would just, you know, talk and ignore you. So, no, I'm not a recording.
Okay,
what do you want?
What is your name?
I'm Kyle.
You're Kyle.
I'm Dave.
No, I'm Kyle.
Neither one of us are recording, you genius. Cinema, can I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
I was looking for the Showtime recording.
Oh, okay. It's broken today. I can tell you Showtime stuff if you'd like.
Okay. What happened to it? Because I just had I'm a manager at and I just had a customer call and complain about this phone line.
Really? I don't know. It just blew up in a big puff of smoke. I think too many people were calling it all at once.
Cinema, how may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, see, my mom and her friend want to drop me and some of my friends off at the movies.
Okay.
But see, they can't stay because they have appointments.
There are rapists in the bathroom, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying we all want to go see Freddy vs. Jason. I mean...
It's rated R.
Yeah, I know. If they give us consent, if they go talk to the people at the front and say we can go in...
Yeah, fake ID. Otherwise, you'll have to give us head.
Well, my mom, could she come up and, like...
Yeah, wait, well, does your mom give good head?
What does that mean?
Does she suck dick good? I I feel so bad. That girl was like 10. She shouldn't have gone to see Freddy vs. Jason anyway.
Hey, let me talk to your manager.
No, fuck you.
No, you don't get to talk to our manager.
Yes, I do. If I come out there, I'll talk to more than your manager. No,
excuse me, ma'am. I think you have some speed to do. Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be up there in a little bit.
See ya.
Good.
Cinema.
I was calling for the showtimes, usually the machine.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, do you have a newspaper?
No, I don't have a newspaper.
Oh, okay. Because they have all the times on the newspaper, you know.
Yeah, I do know this, but I called to get the times out of the phone.
What about the internet? I mean, do you have a computer? Because we got a website where it says all
the... I want the times on the phone.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, fuck the internet. I want the time on the phone.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, are you close to a convenience store? Because you can buy a paper for 50 cents, and they'll give you the time.
Amen.
Gentlemen, can I help you?
Yes. I had just called earlier,
mm-hmm.
and two of your employees were very rude to me and were saying very nasty, obscene gestures.
That's probably because you have a fucking attitude problem. God, what's with you? I mean, listen to you. You sound like a bitch just, like, you know, right from the start. So I can kind of understand why they would be doing that.
Are you the manager?
No. I'm the janitor.
Okay, that's great. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's more or less it for the calls that we were able to salvage out of the evidence locker. We hope you've enjoyed them, and we hope that releasing them to the public doesn't violate any of the terms of our probation. You can listen to all the other calls that weren't included in this broadcast by going to www.phonelosers.org/theater, and you can also visit phonelosers.org/radio for our archive of podcasts. Thanks for listening, and keep an eye on our RSS feed for future broadcasts. To end the show, here's a Rob T. Firefly remix of one of the theater calls.
Can I help you?
Is this the movie theater?
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering what was playing there. I thought I would get a recording.
Oh, do you?
No. We changed the system, ma'am. Today playing is Debbie Does Dallas at 4:00. Hot Anal Misfits 4.
What is that?
Hot Anal Misfits.
Okay, what you can tell me is the ones that would be a family. Do you have any family movies or children?
Yes, we do. We have Happy Scrappy Hero Pop and Best of Kitty Porn Nation 4.
It's kitty porn for the kids.
Yeah, like 4 and 5 year olds.
Oh, no, this child is 10.
Okay, Do you want like girl on girl or gay or what? We actually have some BDSM. It's good stuff. I mean, we can't have 6 year olds in the theater, like people under 6. We have All Anal Gangbang number 4 too as well.
All Anal Gangbang?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very good.
Are you sure you're calling the right theater?
I don't think I am.
This is a pornography establishment.
Nice laugh, lady.
We're calling the cops on you if you're bringing your kids to a porno house.
I guess you would.
Yeah, we would.
I thought I was calling.
We don't care.
Yeah, you're.
No.
You're going to hell.
Bye.
Sicko. Pervert.